So, Obama happened.
Obama did happen.
It did.
So Kendall and I had the opportunity as managers at the radio station to go down to Banker's Life and hear Michelle Obama speak.
And my life is forever changed. She was awesome. She basically gave a moderated conversation, I guess is the politically correct term for that. But she spoke about her childhood and who kind of supported her growing up and what her life was like in the South Side of Chicago. She also talked about how she balances family and the White House when she was there, and kind of what it means to be a woman at that esteemed level that she's at, because she went to Harvard Law School. She went to Princeton for undergrad, I think.
Yeah.
And she basically said, like, we need more women making the decisions, because it was an event hosted by the Women's Fund, but Michelle Obama's always been really outspoken about all that stuff.
What I think was really cool about the whole event is that Banker's Life, huge space, and it was a sold-out crowd, so 12,000 people were there, and it was filled with women. Like, very few men were there. It was all filled with women and young women, lots of teenagers there from the IPS schools, and then tons of media coverage, obviously, and an overall just really great support system there. And everyone was screaming the whole time. Every time she said something, everybody would cheer, even if it, like, wasn't even some kind of answer. Like, anything she said, everybody cheered, and that was just a really cool, very positive, very energetic room to be in. So this whole night was hosted by an organization called Women's Fund. A little bit about them is it was founded in 1996 and is now a special interest fund of the Central Indiana Community Foundation, CICF. The fund invests itself in the lives of women and girls in Central Indiana, because when a woman is successful, her community is strengthened. And then they raise money, they give it away, they teach philanthropy. I'm a part of their teenage group. I've done it all of my life growing up. And it's just a really, really powerful aspect that I think that they were able to include. In the night, we raised $1 million. And all of that goes out to the different facets that Women's Fund focus on. So domestic violence, mental health, homelessness, just growing up and helping women in Central Indiana. $1 million from all of the ticket sales went to helping those facets that they work for in Central Indiana.
And Michelle Obama quoted, kind of talked about the benefit that Women's Fund has, and said, "You can't ask people just to live on platitudes and well wishes. You can't pull yourself up by the bootstraps if you don't have any boots." And that kind of goes along with Women's Fund supporting other women and supporting women being successful no matter what your background is.
My favorite thing about how she spoke was she was super candid and super conversational, and nothing was scripted. And it all felt very personal, and she basically commanded attention, not purposefully, but you could not help but not pay attention to what she was saying and be, like, literally on the edge of your seat. And I just really loved the aspect of what she was saying. So she would be asked a question that was, like, super formal, and then she'd be like, "Oh my gosh, y'all," like, and just be so funny. And I just loved that personal way that she spoke, even when she was talking about heavy things like inequality out the workplaces or with pay or anything relating to women, which is a super heavy loaded topic, but she presented it in such a way that it was so easy to understand and, like, get along with and agree.
I think what I loved was she made a comment about how she was so candid and how she said, like, "This is me, whether I'm alone with my family or whether I'm talking to a thousand people in Banker's Life." She was just, that's her naturally.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome that she didn't put on, like, a fake persona or anything like a lot of us do when we're talking to strangers.
Yeah. She said, quote, "For me, it was easy to be the first lady because every day I was with people and I didn't have to be anybody but me. I didn't have to be the first lady that I read about somewhere." which I thought was so cool and just again showed how personal she is and how genuine she is when she is talking to people, even if it's 12,000 people in Indianapolis. And I think a big part of the night was talking about empowering women and just how women are literally all over the place and how that we have to pump each other up because empowered women empower women. And I just think that was a really big talk of the night. Like she said, quote, "We're everywhere right now, but if we're everywhere being quiet, if we're everywhere being afraid, then we're not really using the leverage to our advantage." And I thought that was really cool. Being a young girl, growing up in this society, being told that you have to be loud and make an impact because you have that ability, I thought that was super cool.
And I think she touched on, which I really liked when I kind of took away from that, is like a lot of people see girls as bossy, and if you're too loud, you're bossy, but if you're too quiet, you're shy. And I like the comment that she said, and I quote, "Maybe you say something that gets you kicked out of the table. Well, maybe that's not the table you need to be at." And I just really liked the overall idea of like being at the table and making those decisions and kind of like speaking up. And if you say something wrong and you are not allowed to make the decisions anymore, maybe that's not where you needed to be at that point in time. And I just really liked how she pushed just being yourself, like we talked about earlier. And then once you get to the table and once you get to the place where you make decisions, that you're not quiet and that you don't just fit with the status quo, which I really liked about that speech.
And another aspect about the whole night with Michelle Obama is while she was First Lady of the United States, nothing that she was saying was political and it wasn't political focused. And it was all about just like using your powers and what you have aside from her position as First Lady. Of course, that was a big aspect of her life. But she was super successful before then, before she even met Barack. And there were a lot of really influential people that got her there, mostly women. And I just think that it's really important that this wasn't political based, like nothing, no matter our political views. It was a really incredible, inspiring night.
It definitely was very women's fund oriented. A lot of the questions were about things that the Women's Fund supports. She talked a lot. They support something called Just for Success. And she kind of made a comment about how she never was out to make a fashion statement. She just wanted to be comfortable. And I think one of my favorite quotes was, she's incredibly tall. And I didn't think when she walked on stage, I was like, she's really tall.
Kendall's also really tall.
I'm 6 feet tall. So any tall person in charge, I'm here for. But she said, and I quote, "You're only as comfortable with other people as you are with yourself. I'm wearing these heels right now because I don't have to walk past this rope line." And I really liked how she said, like, if you see me walking around, I'm like in flats, I'm in tennis shoes, I'm not wearing high heels all the time, because we all know high heels are very uncomfortable for a long period of time. But I just like how she was honest and how she kind of addressed the Women's Fund issues, but kind of took her own spin on them. And that was a really great part about the night. She also talked about mental health a lot, and kind of like being inspirational to others and being a role model, and who were other role models in her life.
The whole conversation was moderated by a founding board member of Women's Fund, so it kind of tied the whole night together. But the whole conversation ended with Mrs. Obama calling on the audience and all the young women there and women there in general to participate in public service and to show others kindness, empathy, and generosity.
She said, "First of all, vote. An active and engaged electorate helps us all. That's what you can do right now, today. Don't just vote every 4 years. Vote for whatever you can vote for."
So being students and having this opportunity to represent Carmel High School and go to this event, I think it was a really cool, really, really cool experience for us. We walked in, we had to check in, we got student media passes and badges that we had to wear with all access to the arena.
We thought it was so cool. We like took like 1,000 pictures of our media passes.
We thought it was so cool because we got to sit with all the media aspects, with Indy Star and with CNN and like ABC, like they were all there. And we were there a part of it. And that was a really, really amazing aspect that Women's Fund had. They reached out to me and asked if we would like to cover media for it. And of course, I jumped at the opportunity and brought Kendall. And we're just so grateful that we've had this opportunity to cover it and to further our media experiences in this way at such a young age in high school. So I would say that I left feeling really empowered, really inspired, just kind of overwhelmed with all of the inspiration in the room and the energy and the power that I felt from not only Mrs. Obama's words, but from all the women's reaction to it and 12,000 people's clapping and screaming and joy and just overall excitement for being in the presence of Mrs. Obama and learning from what she said.
Yeah, I don't really know if there's much else to say. It was just a really important night that I think it was great that they had so many people there listening to her. And I think Rachel and I are so glad that we had the opportunity to help Mrs. Obama's message get out to more people through being part of the press. And I'll leave everyone with this one more quote that she said, assume the best in your neighbors, not the worst. Act with decency and with some compassion and with an open heart, and nobody can take that away from you.
So another shout out to Mrs. Obama, of course, for coming and speaking. Women's Fund for hosting us and for giving us the opportunity to be student media coverage. And shout out to our WHJE family for supporting us in this. For WHJE, this has been
Kendall Fahey
and Rachel Lacey. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.